Coast Radio News for Friday, December 20th, 2019. I'm George Henry. With high winds expected to continue through the day, the threat of power outages looms along the coast. Central Lincoln PUD reported several outages along the coast since the wind began yesterday, but so far, widespread outages have not occurred. A coastal flood advisory has been added to the forecast that is expected to last until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, with 3 to 4 inches of new rain expected in that same period. The Oregon Department of Transportation is still warning about the possibility of landslides along coastal highways, and the potential for fallen trees also exists. Rain activity is expected to decrease by Sunday morning, although a chance of showers is in the forecast through Christmas Day. The deadline is getting closer for committee applications. The city has added a notice to include the Budget Committee. That committee generally meets 1 to 2 times in late winter and 2 to 3 times in early spring during each budget cycle. Budget Committee members are required by law to live within the city limits and also be registered voters. Deadline for committee applications is December 31st. Lane Community College's Board of Education is asking voters to approve a $145 million bond measure that would be used to add new structures and provide for facility upgrades to the LCC campuses. While dollars have not yet been specifically earmarked for projects, Russ Pearson, dean at LCC Florence, says that locally, LCC could benefit from a list of possible expenditures, including CTE and workforce development, and upgrades in science and tech spaces, ADA, and seismic retrofitting. Congressman Peter DeFazio says he will not be supporting the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. In a statement issued, DeFazio says the agreement, like its predecessor NAFTA, doesn't go far enough to support American workers while safeguarding the environment and protecting consumers. DeFazio says he's pleased with a number of improvements in the agreement, but would like to see some wording that would raise standards and protect workers. He says the USMCA will not bring back hundreds of thousands of jobs lost to Mexico, nor will it prevent outsourcing. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, December 20th, 2019.